So I think, it's fair to say that groups are fairly disappointed with the announcement coming from the Secretary of State's office. But we're also, exploring other options moving forward. One thing I can say is that, the movement to protect Coloradans from the impacts of fracking in their communities has never been stronger. In the last couple of months, we've seen just unprecedented amount of support coming from all corners of this state of people standing up and saying, we don't want fracking in our backyard. We don't want it near our schools. We want to be able to choose for ourselves how it's regulated in our communities. And that energy isn't going anywhere. So what form that takes moving forward, it's a little bit to be determined, but I do feel strongly that this movement is only growing more powerful. And, this is not the end of the fight. We're going to keep moving forward.
There had been a huge amount of money and a big campaign to even stop this getting on the ballot. There was the big Decline to Sign campaign that was very well funded by oil and gas interests. And it really seemed that the odds were stacked against the campaign even before getting on the ballot. And so that obviously indicates the real opposition that's out there from a very well-funded opposition, the oil and gas industry. I know it's too early to say what other strategies are lying ahead, but when you see what you're up against as a grassroots campaign, what do you take away from all of that, from that experience?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're absolutely right. The industry spent, $15 million, I think was the last estimate I saw, trying to defeat these initiatives, trying to keep people from being able to vote on this in a democratic process in November. We know that the industry is strong. We know that people power can surpass that. People here in Colorado know that fracking is not safe. We know that people support stronger and tighter regulations, and we're going to keep moving forward until we can actually protect our communities from fracking in their backyard.
These two initiatives won't be on the ballot. And earlier this year, the Community Rights Initiative also said that they weren't going to try and get on the ballot either. At a local level, we've certainly seen success. If you look at Longmont's overwhelming vote to ban fracking, that then was overturned by the Colorado Supreme Court. So what other strategies? I know, as we said, it is early days, but if we've seen success at the ballot to only be overturned at the Supreme Court, what other options, if you look at a national effort, where can Colorado campaigners look?
Yeah, I think you're naming a lot of really encouraging things that we've seen around the country. We've seen New York as a state altogether ban fracking. We've seen, pretty ambitious setbacks set by other states. I think you're absolutely right that the door is not closed. It's just now getting a little bit more creative on what we can do. I think absolutely part of that solution could be, stronger, more aggressive, and ambitious national regulations that are set on a national level. I also think, one of the things you named is that the Longmont ban was overturned. That's part of why the reason why this initiative was so important. One of these initiatives was so important in actually changing the Colorado Constitution to allow for communities to decide for themselves. I don't think the initiative process is necessarily over. I think, as you said, we have a lot of options we need to explore. We have the wind in our sails. We have a tremendous group of leaders all over the state that are ready to roll up their sleeves and say, "All right, let's get to work. What's the next thing?" This isn't going away.
If you look at the elected officials in this state and indeed nationally, Governor John Hickenlooper led the charge against some of those local regulations and has been labelled as a very pro-oil and gas governor. Ken Salazar, former US senator from Colorado, has come out against the two initiatives, 75 and 78, that won't be on the ballot. And now he's leading the transition team for a prospective Clinton presidency. And so when you see people in leadership being very supportive of fracking, where does that leave this campaign? I mean, what are your thoughts on that when we see the elected leaders and people who are in leadership at a national and at a state level really being supportive of fracking?
I think you raise a really interesting point and something that's definitely given us at Greenpeace pause. We have, Hillary Clinton, who's, running for president, saying that she supports restrictions on fracking, that she supports local control. And then you have some of the people that are from the state of Colorado who are leading her potential transition team if she does make the presidency on the sort of other side. I think there's a real disconnect at the national level on what the policy, the energy policy will be. Our hope is that we continue to recognize that fracking is not safe and that our Colorado leadership needs to get in line with, you know, where their constituents feel about the issue and that, you know, people really do want to see more local control on regulating fracking and they want to see tougher regulations for the fracking industry, not only in Colorado, but across the nation.